Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and here Maseches Chulin Daf Chav Zayin. The beginning of the second parak Hashochet. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the second parak begins Hashochet Echad Ba'Of Ushnayim BeBehema Shchitaso Kashera. If one shechs one pipe of a bird or both pipes of an animal, his shchita is valid. Veruba shel echad kamo, and cutting most of one pipe is like cutting all of it. Ramuda requires cutting the vriden, the main blood vessels of the neck, and the Gemara will explain this refers to shchita of birds. If one shechted half of one siman of a bird or one and a half simanim of an animal, the shchita is invalid. The Mishnah's term hashochet implies that its shchita is only valid b'diyevet. But how can shchita of two simanim of an animal be b'diyevet? What more should he cut? The Gemara answers that the Mishnah's expression refers to shechting one siman of a bird, indicating that lechilchila one should shecht both simanim of a bird. Alternatively, the Mishnah's expression refers to shechting most of a siman, indicating that lechilchila one should shecht the entire siman. Point number two, Rukana asks, Manayin l'shchita shehimina tzavar? From where do we derive that shchita means cutting from an animal's throat? He suggests the pasuk v'shachet es ben habakar, and he shall slaughter the bull, which teaches m'makum sheshach chateyu, from the place where the animal bends, cleanse it by removing its blood. However, the Gemara objects, perhaps it refers to cutting its tail, which is bent, or its ear, which it can bend. Although we require releasing dama nefesh, lifeblood, perhaps one should cut from the ear until reaching the dama nefesh. Furthermore, from where do we derive the various acts which invalidate shechita, such as shiyah, pausing? Rather, these disqualifications must be gemara, known by oral tradition, and the requirement to shecht from the throat was similarly passed down by tradition. Similar objections are posed to other suggested sources for shechting from the throat with the same conclusion. Revichia provides another source. The Torah instructs to arrange all the parts of a carbon on the Mizbeach for burning, and specifically mentions arranging the head. The reason is that the head uniquely was not skinned, shekvar hutas, because it was already severed during Shechita. This proves that Shechita is from the throat. And point number three, Bar Kapara taught a brice which notes that hitil akatsav of bein behema ladogim. The Torah plays bird between animal and fish in the opening pasuk of the laws of kosher animals. Thus, a bird cannot require shechting to simanim, since it's also compared to fish. It cannot be exempt entirely from shechita like fish, since it's also compared to animals. Therefore, we must conclude that birds require the shechita of one siman. Fish do not require shechita because the pasuk which mentions the shechita of cattle says about fish, yiraseif, will be gathered, implying that they require nothing more than being caught. A treble galilean once darshened, an animal which was created from the dry land requires shechita of both simanim. Fish, which were created from the water, do not require any shechita. A bird, shenivra min rakak, which was created from mud, which is a combination of earth and water, requires shechita of one siman. Rosh Shmuel of Kaputkia brought support from the fact that birds were created from mud, which includes water. Shrei ofos yeshu in kaskeses beraglem kadogim, because birds have scales on their feet similar to the scales of fish. So once again, the three points are number one. The second parak begins, Hashochet echad ba'of ushnayim b'behema shchitaso kashera. If one shechs one pipe of a bird and both pipes of an animal, his shchita is valid, berubo shel echad kamo, and cutting most of one pipe is like cutting all of it. Ramuda requires cutting the vriden, the main blood vessels of the neck, and the Gemara will explain this refers to shechita of birds. If one shechted half of one siman of a bird, or one and a half simanim of an animal, the shechita is invalid. The Mishnah's term hashochet implies that its shechita is only valid b'diyevet. But how can shechita of two simanim of an animal be b'diyevet? What more should he cut? The Gemara answers that the Mishnah's expression refers to shechting one siman of a bird, indicating that lechilchila one should shecht both simanim of a bird. Alternatively, the Mishnah's expression refers to shechting most of a siman, indicating that lechilchila one should shecht the entire siman. Point number two, Rukana asks, Manayin l'shchita shehimina tzavar? From where do we derive that shchita means cutting from an animal's throat? He suggests the pasuk v'shachet es ben habakar, and he shall slaughter the bull, which teaches m'makum sheshach chateyu, from the place where the animal bends, cleanse it by removing its blood. However, the Gemara objects, perhaps it refers to cutting its tail, which is bent, or its ear, which it can bend. Although we require releasing dama nefesh, lifeblood, perhaps one should cut from the ear until reaching the dama nefesh. Furthermore, from where do we derive the various acts which invalidate shechita, such as shiyah, pausing? Rather, these disqualifications must be Gemara, known by oral tradition, and the requirement to shecht from the throat was similarly passed down by tradition. Similar objections are posed to other suggested sources for shechting from the throat with the same conclusion. Rav Chiya provides another source. The Torah instructs to arrange all the parts of a carbon on the Mizbech for burning, and specifically mentions arranging the head. The reason is that the head uniquely was not skinned, shekvar hutas, because it was already severed during shechita. This proves that shechita is from the throat. And point number three, Bar Kapara taught a brice which notes that hitil katsav of bein behemel ledogim. The Torah plays bird between animal and fish in the opening pasuk of the laws of kosher animals. Thus, a bird cannot require shechting to simanim, since it's also compared to fish. It cannot be exempt entirely from shechita like fish, since it's also compared to animals. Therefore, we must conclude that birds require the shechita of one siman. Fish do not require shechita because the pasuk which mentions the shechita of cattle says about fish, yiraseif, will be gathered, implying that they require nothing more than being caught. A treble ga'alin once darshaned, an animal which was created from the dry land requires shechita of both simanim. Fish, which were created from the water, do not require any shechita. A bird, shenivra min rakak, which was created from mud, which is a combination of earth and water, requires shechita of one siman. Rav Shmuel of Kaputkia brought support from the fact that birds were created from mud, which includes water. Shrei ofos yeshu in kaskeses beragoyim kadogim, because birds have scales on their feet similar to the scales of fish. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Zayin. Our standard siman is a kazoo, which is a toy instrument that children blow into that makes a buzzing sound. So here goes. When the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for behema and one for a bird, and the shechita from the neck is halacha l'moshe misinai, they took a break for a meal of fish that doesn't need shechita at all. Once again, slow motion. When the custom kazoo maker, that must be more a daf, Chav Zayin. When the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, which reminds us, the second parak begins, "Ashoichet echad ba'of u'shnayim ba'behema shechitaso kashera." If one shechs one pipe of a bird or both pipes of an animal, his shechita is valid. "V'ruba shel echad kamo," and cutting most of one pipe is like cutting all of it. Rav Yehuda requires cutting the veridin, the main blood vessels of the neck, and the Gemara will explain this to refer to shechita birds. So when the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, and that shechita from the neck is halacha l'moshe misinai, which reminds us, Rav Kahana asks, "Menayin shechita shehi min hatzavar?" From where do we derive that shechita means cutting from an animal's throat? And ultimately, the Gemara concludes that it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So when the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, and the shechita from the neck is halacha l'moshe misinai, they took a break for a meal of fish that doesn't need shechita at all, which reminds us, fish do not require shechita. A travel galilean once darshan, an animal which was created from the dry land, requires shechita. Both simanim, fish, which were created from the water, do not require any shechita. So once again, when the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, and that shechita from the neck is halacha l'moshe misinai, they took a break for a meal of fish that doesn't need shechita at all. All right, so now it's time for our four blah blah chazara. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the siman Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The man who pledged to bring an ola from either a canvas or an aisle, if his son wins the Kugelach competition, Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The man who pledged to bring an ola from either a kevis or an isle, if his son wins the kugel competition, and brought a palgas, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked, if one vowed to bring an ola from either an isle, a ram, that means it's above 13 months of age, or a kevis, a lamb, which means it's within its first 12 months, and he brought a palgas, a sheep between these ages, is he yotze? This question depends on a malchokas and marayim, whether a palgas is considered a suffolk, isle, or a kevis, or a beria. So the man who pledged to bring an ola from either a kevis or an isle, if his son wins the kugelach competition and brought a palgas, and the man who pledged to bring 10 loaves from either chametz or matzah for our toda, if his son wins and brought siur, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked, if one vowed to bring 10 total loaves from either chametz or matzah, since a toda consists of both types, and he brought siur, partially leavened dough, Is he yotze? The question depends on the definition and status of siur, whether it's considered a safek chametz or matzah or a beria. So the man who pledged to bring an ola from either a kevis or an isle, if his son wins the kugel competition, and brought a palgas, and the man who pledged to bring 10 loaves from either from chametz or matzah for a toda, if his son wins and brought siur, wave flags for their son's teams, a shechita flag for team para, and an arifa flag for team egla, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, kosher b'para possible egla. What's valid for a par duma is invalid for egla rufa. Kosher b'egla, possible b'para. What is valid for an egla rufa is invalid for a par duma. A Bryce explains that the par duma is valid when killed with shechita, but invalid when killed with arifa, decapitation, whereas an egla rufa is valid when killed with arifa and invalid when killed with shechita. Daf Chav Dalet, so the similar Daf Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The Baal Mun Kohen, 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service, pitchers, which reminds us, Kohanim were disqualified with Mumim, and Levim were disqualified by years. The age of restriction of 30 to 50 only applied in the Midbar, where the Pasuk mentions Avodas Masa, the work of a burden carrying the Mishkan and his kelim, but did not apply in Shiloh or the base of Migdash. Still, Levim are disqualified, but Kol, because of their voice, if they can't sing together with the choir of Levim. So the Baal Mun Kohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service, pitchers, by the elderly Kohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that a Kohen is qualified to serve after growing two sa'aros, meaning reaching maturity, ad sheyaskin, until he grows old. Rabbi Chanina defines this as ad sheyirsas, until he shakes from weakness. The Tanakhama says that a Kohen is fit for avoda after growing shtei sa'aros, but Rebbe says he's not fit until he's 20 years old. So the Baal Mun Kohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service, pitchers, by the elderly Kohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, who didn't notice that on the shelf there was a dead sheres in the airspace of a clay pitcher and a dead one touching the outside of a metal one, which reminds us that kli cheres contracts tuma through its airspace, but other kelim contract tuma by being touched. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is the 25th silver anniversary. So here goes. The cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, 25th silver anniversary? That must be around Daf Chaf Hei. The cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, which reminds us, the next mishnah states that what is tame, meaning susceptible to tuma, regarding wooden kalim is tahor regarding metal kalim and vice versa. Abraisa explains, gomei kli eitz, unfinished wooden utensils, are tame, but pshutem, flat wooden kalim are tahor. Unfinished metal kalim are tahor, and flat metal kalim are tame. Some examples of unfinished kalim include those which require polishing, adorning, planning, or lack of base or handle, but are usable for their intended purpose. So the cheapskate husband, who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, was dismayed that his wife didn't appreciate when he served small bitter almonds and large sweet ones that were chayiv b'maiser, which reminds us. The next mishnah states, a chayiv b'shkedim hamarim, what is obligated in separating maiser in the case of bitter almonds, patu b'masukim, is exempt in the case of sweet almonds and vice versa. A braisa explains that regarding bitter almonds, small ones are obligated in maiser, while large ones are exempt because they're generally eaten while small before they become too bitter. Regarding sweet almonds, the large ones are subject to maaser, while the small ones are exempt because people generally wait until they fully mature. So the cheapskate husband, who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, was dismayed that his wife didn't appreciate it when he served small bitter almonds and large sweet ones that were chayiv b'maaser, and a drink of unfermented tamid that he was unfortunately not allowed to purchase with Meiser Sheni Manis, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, HaTemet Ashol Hichmitz, Temet, a drink made by soaking grape seeds in water, which is not yet fermented, Eino Nikach Bekesef Meiser, cannot be purchased with Meiser Sheni Mani, meaning money used to redeem Meiser produce, Uposol as a mikveh, and it disqualifies a mikveh which lacks 40 saw of rainwater. This Temet is considered water despite its wine flavor. After fermenting, it's considered wine and may be purchased with Meiser Mani and would not disqualify a mikveh. Daf Chavav, so the Simur Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers of the military coup, That must be around Daf Chavav. The soldiers of the military coup who had bought Temet with Meiser Sheni money that later fermented, revealing it had really been fruit all along, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said in Rabba Bar Abua's name, Temed Shalachu Bekesav Meiser, Temed, a drink made by soaking grape seeds in water, which one purchased with Meiser Sheni money, meaning money used to redeem Meiser produce, Ubasov Hichmitz, and the Temed later fermented, Kana Meiser. The Temed acquires Meiser status. Although it had not fermented at the time of purchase, Igul Milsev Lemafreya Deperahu, it is retroactively revealed that it was a fruit product since it was capable of fermenting. So, the soldiers of the military coup who had bought Temed with Meiser Sheni money that later fermented, revealing it had really been fruit all along, were examining it when they stopped to help a lost young girl and couldn't tell if she was the age to be sold or receive a kanas, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol makom she'yesh mecher ein kanas. Wherever there's a right of sale, meaning a katana, whose father can sell her as an amar ivriya, there's no fine, meaning the 50 shekel kanas, paid by one who seduces or violates her. But kol makom she'yesh kanas ein mecher. And wherever there's a fine, referring to a nara, there's no right of sale, meaning the father can no longer sell her. Rav notes that this Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, but the Chachamim hold there is a kanas at the same age as the right of sale. So the soldiers in the military coup who had bought Temed with Meiser Sheni money that later fermented, revealing it had really been fruit all along, were examining it when they stopped to help a lost young girl and couldn't tell if she was the age to be sold or receive a kanas. And then suddenly heard a tekiya on Yom Tov Erev Shabbos signaling them to stop permit a malacha and that there would be no Havdalah, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Kol makom she'yesh tekiya ein havdalah. Wherever there's a horn blast, there's no havdalah, and wherever there's havdalah, there's no tekiya. It explains that when Yantav falls on Erev Shabbos, we sound a horn to announce the approach of Shabbos, warning people to stop performing malacha, which are only permitted on Yantav, but do not recite havdalah, since Shabbos has greater restrictions. When Yantav falls on Motzi Shabbos, we recite havdalah, but do not sound the horn, since the departing day of Shabbos has greater restrictions than the entering day of Yantav. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss the maaser obligations of bitter or sweet almonds? That's on daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss the ages when a girl can be sold and when she obligates kanas? That's on daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you in the paradum is killed with shechita and egel arufa is killed with decapitation? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you in that fish do not require shechita? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you in that unfinished wood kelim are makabel tumah but unfinished metal kelim are not? That's on daf Chav Hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss what the din is? If one cut a third of the kana beyond the shechita area, then cut a third within the correct area, and then cut the final third beyond the correct area? That's on daf Yutes. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that shechita means cutting from an animal's throat is halacha l'moshe m'sinai? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn a kli cheres contracts tumah through its airspace, but other kelim contract tumah by being touched? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of temet bought with Meiser Sheni money, which later fermented? That's on daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that shechita requires most of the two simanim of an animal and most of one simon of a bird? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.